Nuuluf anniqsoqalik akkiitqa angilaan slaavik unangin qutchigin maqqartalgaliqanqaqqaliqqa unakkiitqami angunnaayuluk malaqqortaq ingi aslu aqqatalik makkungin wiyaa maqqavagin qutchigin matalgaqqaarun kinguu anraam anniqqum tiitsinagunangin aslu atchigalik Slavisin nganir sasrikungin alakarin mali. Kadimadan kasakum skoolagin ilan, kasakum achigalganagin ilan namaya lakayim anangin, ama kamgum ulagin ilan, krilisim tayirugun anangin, tanadugusim itkagan, anraram kuchkimtsin, Sak istatina gortel amay slaviden maliga mayon kuchkinina kinin slavikinin anrarida kanin nikulum kamgaron agalagan ami savisin ngin achigalgaron timinikiskadaqo amay timnachigaligamin slavisin ngi ixsasilgagun agachami slavitskadaq ingokun matteligami Kan kunangilin slavil, akadagungin namay sichinis angilim, ilan kamgumulagat sidag slavil gakadagun. Ikanangtin asgaktin nukhtalig il slavil gal, adagtak nukukhtal agitalig matakalinakin. Tawa mayusugin wiyam, maku akadakun kuchkingin. Agan asli ikhtalig matrako akadakuan malik. Kan kunangilin slavil galig algal aguna magan angaram slavim kayirun atchuku kartinatchin atchukulik akhtakunu kukhtalig dhaqqanin akkanan malik kan kunangilin akhsgalig aguna may am slavim vinam zvista tayirun usungin amakun slavik kulim agulganangin kuchkingin udhigan liliga may timin atchukulgalig Kalgadam achuwaan nangin ngayin udhikska dhaqa. Ingam masgali alga qadagun sichi nisag angalig ulalig aguun namay agun mika giltag kuchkingin malgalig amay nidilag atig angalig aaka gaksga dhaqa agun maskaratilig ahanan Alig anraran tichin tchulaqtalig mikkalig nidilraakaramay amin irudana kamgaamalgaran kadaan algaqtak hukuqtalig amay daqqaniga qanaq wiyaam kalig kuchkingin akin agitakinin amay anrari qanig wiyaam amay usungin maasilkaran asla agitalig makuraq allakaraan malig Long time ago, when I was a child, where I remember back when they went and had the old Russian school where the boys were and the choir in church and the people in the village, several of them at the most of 8 stars would go out caroling. And that was the custom of the Aleuts that they had all these and went out starring for 3 days, January 10th, 11th, and 12th. After St. Nicholas Day, that would be 2 weeks before the Christmas, where they would start learning the people and children that are going to be in the star. Each star member or the head man would select the people that he wanted. Then they would practice every night, every other night, and until the time to go and start. And if you didn't know the starting way, they never took us along like nowadays. During the daytime, where the children went out starring, And then in the evening were the grown-ups with the choir members. The Russian school itself had the star, and the church choir had star. Then the second chief of the community, on down, the warden of the church, and other more people went, and had to be one person that tend this the star. And after the 3 while starring, were people who could would give food of all kinds to the people that were starring. Then they would put that all away until the 3 days were over with. Then they would divide that amongst all the star people that were saying in that group. Then on the 4th day, then there was a thing called the masquerade, which the Aleuts went and didn't have much to do with in the olden days. But towards, say, about the middle way, then I remember back when there was very much of that in the community, and especially the New Year Eve, there would be each and every person, or almost young and old, would go out to the ball, the masquerade ball, and have a tremendous time. And that would be over with before the Epiphany. Then they would put all those things away and then start a normal way of living again. And I always noticed that great big change of them playing all those 10 to 2 weeks and then put everything away, like that we would be playing with toys and then they were put away. It occurred like that to me. And nowadays, why then the young generation don't know them anymore. And so since bringing back the old Aleut ways, I brought that up, and that was why. But things like that were why there isn't anyone amongst the Aleuts now that could carry on the Aleut custom.
How long ways. Ago did you used to do this?
Pardon?
How long ago did you used to do this?
My family still does. There's few, maybe not as many, but about 4 that still carries.
What is starring?
It's like caroling.
What is there a star?
It's a star, a mixed star, that is made out of the frame of it is wood, and the face of it is glass, drawn colors and things on it. Then it's decorated with crepe paper, a lot of colors, bright colors and all that. Then they turn it as they sing, and it's carried. If it's a big one, away, then it has a stand where you put it and turn it as you're singing.
When you were a little girl, did people used to do this?
Yes. They made a big, everybody looked forward to doing that. And I thought it was nice.
Before the Russians came, did the Aleuts have any kind of celebration at that time of year?
As far as I could remember, it has, but then of long ago, before the Russians came, I guess there wasn't anything like that. Things that the Aleut done was like the potlatch, and then they had the big games of what they called a kakang, or some kind of a bone game, throwing game. In the Aleuts, then they learned in early days, they learned the boys to use their wrists, and their wrists had to be strong, that is to throw the arrow and use the paddles in their baidarkas all day long. And so in early stage, they learned them how to use and limber their wrists.
What kinds of games were played?
There's all kind of games, like the Eskimos. string games, bone games, throwing games, and jumping games.
Were these for the men and for the women?
Pardon?
Were these for both men and women?
Like I said, there wasn't very many things that the women mixed up in, even as far as I can remember. But there was like the strings and then like the bone game the whole family played, and the jumping. Why they didn't think the girls should do jumping, so the boys would do all that.
What kind of jumping?
Like jumping over a string, and then jumping to reach something. See who could jump the highest, and who could be limber. Who could be the limberest one? I noticed the Eskimos going on their knuckles and walking across the platform. Well, the Aleuts went and kept their young generation slimmer by, they would sit down in a baidarki all day long, you know. And then they'd learn them to go and curl up one leg and brace themselves and get up and walk on this part of their baidarki and get ashore and take the baidarki while. I've seen them land a baidarki in a great big surf, rough surf. I've seen two Dutch baidarkis make landing and bring their boat safe up, and this front man would get up and just one jerk and he'd get up and he would 1-2 and he'd be on the shore and take that curving part of his baidarki and pull it up, and by the time they're pulling that up, why the back man takes this thing and jumps out of it. They have to be real quick and clever to do that. And so the Aleuts kept limber that way. So when it takes survivor party, it's in Kodiak, why then we used to use a 2x4, you know, to put 2x4 there and sit them down, and then try to learn them to get up and walk and jump that 2x4 to the end. So they'll be limber if they should have a baidarki.
Do people still use baidarkis?
No, not after the war. That there was these baidarkis in the AC Company warehouse there that they used for sea otter hunting. There was three of them as far as I remember, and my youngest son Philman was the last person to ride in that with Ted Banks from the University of Michigan, who was on the research, and I have a picture of that. And then that's the last to see. Oh no, they had their grandfathers, one hatch baidarki, then they had one from McCushing, but all those people moved into Unalaska after the war, because there wasn't very many of them left. Like the Attu people, they moved them into Atka. And I think that's a shame. I don't think I like that. I wouldn't want to be moved from my town and put somewhere else. That's just like I've been explaining about the Second World War, and we practically lost everything. Now we're just almost trying to get up on our feet, a few of the Aleuts that are left, and now the war tore up all of what we had left, and they are now processing crab, which is a lot of work in the community, but it destroys everything that the Aleuts went and had. The war broke up all our fishing grounds and our berry patches, and there's just only the ruins of that left now. The crabs and the shrimp candy is of 7 moved in there. Now the bay and the beaches are all filthy, that we are unable to go out and pick any food off the beach, which we lived on. And there is no fish in the bay because there's oil all over. The clams and mussels and things like that we went and ate, they were all dying from oil. And now the only thing that we went and had was the land, and now they don't want us to have the land. They're claiming most of our lands that we lived on. Now we have to pay tax on our lands. Long time ago, very long time ago, I used to hear the old chief say this, that some of these days, why then, we'll be unable to have a land to live on. And I didn't think that I would live to see it and hear it, that I am. Ayyigo, ikanangtin inut kada iltak malgakakhtadako. Amay am ugin amaskinunagitil anagay. Amay awan chibiyak nganasagako. Amay angalagak kuwan. Mada kutin malik ayuk taon ikhtalig amaya awan. Ayaga milan amaya tkin ayuk til ako. Amaya ikanang tanaman inut kadag sitkin ayaga man na nukhtalig agi tadakhtako amaya ksasak na ku. Amalik tatama amaya mada kutin malik aksiga kadagim ayuk taon ikhtalig ilik kigim. Tin aishatikuan ame tin chachukadagi mulu ayawon suli ame ikanang tinadan inut kadag nadan tinayugut. Ama galig alig akum ame amin ayaga amalig nahtako ukuhtali ame akaliko. Agi ame ama masik chilulig alig akadam mulu ama matali alikum ame. Ugiga nukna me ngan istaka. Amaga na awan. Manatkin malig ahtagu. Aman. Anagisitkin ikamilan. Ay khasitkin. Suwasitin ay ayakutkin. Mayagasitkin usungin ilan aksik. Asiktkin tanatiyaktak ngan ikhtakit. Malik amay ikhtakutkin malik aalga ngalik agi kuwan amay asha kuwam. Anaga kuwan ama matalikum amay awan. Chiwiyak ahtun uhtak amay tutakalina. Chi Asalkan masalah nak tulis telinga mumil, istil, ikhtak tu tenan istil, anamil kangukum, anadag nami tunuska, cibya kalkus tu nak tuzuk nak kuhtukutan, ingan ikhtak, istagim itu tamitikum naskinu, sedangkan kuhtukum yang cibya kringal, tu nak lekutan nami amnan kangukutilganan. Uyaqthag milgum yannaman tutachriku. Amayam chiwiyak makkutkin maligum itunnul. Yistiligum itunnukho alliku. Aangingi makkung nekhtaqtaku. Amayu nukhtaagun. Ikanaksin inutkada nukhtaagun. Amayu yistiligtkin ayugtil aku. Amayu ikanaksin inutkada gnayaga nulig aku mami. Amayu. Ayuga mami ngan tunuku. Ikhamanan maliga kakhtakukhti. Kangulukhti ngasig naganadada. Nganistuku. Kuguluk. Uye uge ngayukhti na kuyaksiga ayuga gilgu makukun. Amaya makaglakak, mister. Halakhtak. Sakaliga nami ikagliga mami. Akhtakukhtagim. Ang sakayak kaklikwama. Nganistuku. Kuguluk. Ingya akhi asra waygi masayinga nganistqa awuq kittaguningi kuwartadak matalingamak qangultinas naqhiyadaqtqa nganistq қанығымы нақшағын дескі қақылтылғы өген қабамғағын дескі ғачы. Ақсықы яққа қо. Көғылық танығығыңа, чақсығығыңа естікінім емімас. Әлі көу қан күні сағынымы қанғуыз қазғым түйінісігі нақшағы Ағын нақшетке сұғағы оқылтынан ғанысты. Қаң оқылағы емімі емнәсігін нағы оқылды көу. Қақлықта көу қоқылды күнімі. Адын түйін кәне тілгі ғын. Қанақ түйін етті қазамыл ақтылғы. Айы чинглік тілгі күнестігін. Алқұттық, иңамтық ғын елқұттық нақшет көнеге емі. Асынақсының ма сақтыңын. Аңынымы амнасуум иилатхи киннил умматталигнахьядакнгва иистакнакку иистлигакоми суккадаамлум камги аммалгут ассугуннаагнартакнаккадаамл агитку аалортулкамаалортанартхилиэстил уккортакхми илсакнаккадаги мамиам угин иккьяссик тассигаттаккаликкумалуми аман тагаанегит кугун ингиллигин унгутсиннериттикнуми аяаруунгааннарсканаккаваагим садимилаангаан уккусканаан миямаанугиимилаан тхин аруттикхома аруссгмияку аккай амнугиит таннераккораасеқиннам аккайатхисаа аккалигнаалигинги тинатсиқерсиилертаартталгистик иланаккоораккнаккаваамул иққаансайулгами аденуякн иммарукнакку аммай амин асхартаккумалу ангамеверниилаккумами агуарак канганагуарак наккаваги ингия аун масхартлиг мартнеерсаасаги аллаллуссаккунгутарн иккаяамаатан тинайгтик аягагнами иссуккнаккаваги чивияко асханаматтадан тин массагнисгаккаақкултукоо иштакнами сукку куугулу атхидаматхидачкисаагу иемнасхаскимнуараасуку иминигуоқме куугулу асханамасхадаатхин массагнисгаққаақкултукоо иштакнами суккунаққадаагимами аллаарма аадин наагнами яақскан аммалуинартакнами асхаттикнаку киттагин қаллеечкадак қомнаавагуортулу саккан аллармилнера кокортак илана аллаканан чилу улааннулугми тичорс нуверсилу масэкканерилтава. Once upon a time there was a sparrow that went and lived and it was told from this woman that the sparrow was able to talk and explain things and because it flies all around and knows everything, and it was good to make friends with him. There was a woman and a daughter and a husband. Then every now and then where the husband would go out and go out and things like that. And then there was another woman that lived under a cliff. As time went by, she noticed that her husband would leave in an unusual, but would go into that direction. And she would wonder now and then and let it go at that. Then in the morning, while she was doing up her chores, while her daughter went out, she was outside of the rubber, and then she came in and she said, I heard a sparrow talking, and it was saying something, and I didn't quite understand, and maybe you could. What will the sparrow say anyways? He says, they don't say or do anything. But this one did, Mother, this sparrow did. It was telling us something to know, something he wanted to say. So, sparrows won't talk and I don't understand. She went off and went back out and was playing around, and finally that sparrow again started chirping out way louder than ever. He ran inside and said, come, Mother, and listen to this sparrow in again. So the mother went out and was talking, and it said, it was telling about seeing this man up in the head of the, went to see this woman in the head of the bay under a cliff. And then it, as soon as it said that, it flipped its wings and flew away. Then she went out about her work and finished. Then she went and fixed herself up, put her mukluks on, took her walking stick, and then she went off to this woman that lived under the cliff and got there. And this woman was looking out, and she stood there looking out, and then seems like she's seen an object out in the bay there, but she didn't pay attention to it. And this woman called him and, "Why don't you come in and join me? I have a real nice pot of stew that we could eat together." "No, I didn't come to eat. I came here to go and see if my husband would be coming ashore." And he says, "No, that's not a boat. That's just a reef where the mussels grow, that every time there's a low tide, where it all is shore. It's not a boat. Come on in and join me." "No, I don't think I want any. I want to watch for my husband." "Yeah, I think it is a boat." "No, it's not. I told you that it's not, because that reef been out there for a long time." But she said, "Come on in and join me and have this nice pot of stew that I have." So she come in and looked in the stew pot, and it was a nice stew, and it was hot boiling. And she pretended that she was tasting it, and then she lifted up her head out of it, and then she said, "How do you eat this anyways?" And the lady went and said, "I always go like this and eat it." She picked up her spoon and stuck her head over the pot and started eating, and she took her head and pushed it and held it down inside of the stew and scorched her all up to death. Then she took this woman and went out and stood her in the place where the landing gear of the Baidarki was and faced towards the beach, so that it would look like that she was sitting there. Then she went and hid away. At that time she recognized that was her husband coming. So she hid away, and then he come in. She heard his voice and saying, "Oh, so you're always up there waiting for me." And so I tried to hurry, but the tide wasn't right, so I didn't get to come. And he pulled his boat up and come a running and put his arms around her, and the body was dead. And so when he put the arms around it, it fell over and he fell on top of it. He realized that she was dead, and so he turned around to go back to his boat. And then by that time, where his wife got out of the hiding place, "So this is what you had been doing." He says, "The sparrow had to tell me about it, and so I come a looking for you. Now I will go and kill you, because you said that you was dead and I buried you, but you was going to live with this woman, but I didn't give you a chance." So he took him and threw him in a bay and drowned him. Then she turned around and went home. And she died of worrying and thinking of her husband. And this was all told by that sparrow, and the little girl went and told her mother.
Who did you learn that story from?
It was told a long time ago. Like I said, the old man chief went and had evenings, you know, and have the community come. And then in school, teachers would spend an evening with the children in the community. There were some people there before the epidemic, and they spent evenings telling stories.